Today's review is covering the Showtime TV series Shameless, which has recently come to an end here this calendar year in 2021. It's now July 2021, and I had written a note, and I just came across it on May 17th. I wrote this note about Shameless, and I was thinking I was going to use it to talk about Shameless. So I'm going to read what I wrote back then and maybe add what I feel is relevant to those notes as I think of them, as they conjure thoughts as I'm reading. So here we go. Although I didn't grow up watching Shameless, I was able to view it as an adult. It feels like the characters in it were somehow my friends and were mostly relatable. I'm going to break down all the characters in Shameless, starting with Frank Gallagher, played by William H. Macy. Frank's character is sort of the glue of the entire show. We always come back to him, and he always comes up with these outlandish schemes to make money one way or another. And through the years, he would find a way to be loved and hated by all of his family, seemingly simultaneously. I had a lot of laughs watching Frank's character, and you could argue he's one of the funniest on the show. However, he did not hold up the show entirely by himself. Without his cast, the surrounding family members would have made for a rather boring show. To talk about Frank Gallagher, you can argue he is what made the show. Like I said, the glue of the show. But having said that, he was not the most interesting person on the show. He was predictable. The only thing he really cared about was making a dollar or some kind of scheme to bring in money. It seemed like that was pretty much his entire focus. And in a disappointing way, as far as from the point of view of Frank Gallagher being a father, it was disappointing as well. He didn't seem to really care or love his kids in the way a normal father would. But then on the other hand, he did give them and empowered them to raise themselves and to be their own person, so to speak. Moving on to Carl Gallagher, one of the youngest boys on the show and in the Gallagher family. It was very fun to watch his evolution in the show from having very little speaking parts to being an integral character at the end of the show. I enjoyed watching him develop into the decent young man that he turned into by the end of the show. And being a police officer, he had a few years where it was really funny, where he wanted to be black. He had the dreadlocks, where he was selling drugs and guns, and all in the name of making money and being able to help support the family. It's hard to express just in a short paragraph there just how important Carl Gallagher was to the Shameless TV show. He was so funny, such an integral character and amazing part of the show. And of course, all the family members put together what made it so interesting. And he was definitely one. And I thought some of the seasons that he was in were extremely funny. And it was because of him and his character and the character development that the show did with him. Now, Lip's character was the one that had the most potential, in my opinion, but was very disappointing to see him throw away his college career and end up so desperate that he needed to sell their childhood house in order to make a buck. Having said that, he still had a really strong character and family values, etc. So Lip, there was a few seasons where he might have been able to break away from the family and not necessarily break away, but become his own person. He's the guy probably the highest in IQ and intelligence on the show. But then at the same time, he was kind of the dumbest. Like, instead of exploiting this intelligence and making something of yourself, getting your college degree, getting a nice job, instead what he did was he sort of became this thief, drunk, drug addict, alcoholic almost. Well, he wasn't really a drug addict, but they just didn't do a lot of development in the end with him. And I thought that was disappointing. Overall, very likable character, you know, him and his wife on the show. Moving on to Veronica Fisher and Kevin Ball. Those are the two that own the bar next door or very close to the Gallagher family. They were not direct family of the Gallaghers, but they were always around in every episode. And it was very funny to watch. What made Kevin Ball so funny was how dumb he was, whereas Veronica was much more serious. But even she would get herself in some funny situations now and then. There were a few seasons where they would get themselves into the situations which were utterly ridiculous, such as when Kevin was trying to impregnate his mother-in-law in order to have more kids. The two of them, Kevin Ball and Veronica Fisher, they seem like an unlikely couple, to be honest. but they were also very funny and integral to the show because you needed that place that the family would go to now and then and get their drinks and discuss their problems with. And the bar was kind of the perfect place for that. Now, moving on to one of the siblings, Carl's sister, Debbie, we got to see her grow up on the show. I want to say from about 5 years old up to about 18, 19, she seemed more logical and practical than some of the other people on the show. And they wrote in for some reason that she had to have a baby, and then they killed off her baby daddy, which was strange. But they didn't do a whole lot with Debbie's character. I was disappointed. I guess they had to do something with her, so they give her a baby. She always supported her dad, Frank Gallagher, but in the end, until later on in this series. I don't know. I think they could have done more with her. And maybe they just didn't have time to develop her as an adult. Ian's character was really funny almost from the beginning. Things really lit up when he got involved with Mikey. So Ian's the redheaded boy on the show, and he was gay, and he had his boyfriend Mickey, and the two of them were extremely hilarious in the situations that they would get into. And Mickey's family, they were like white supremacists, and there was this whole storyline there that was, it's hard to describe just how entertaining that was. For Mickey, it was hard to suspend my disbelief that he was actually gay, but he definitely had a lot of gay scenes. The final season of Shameless, these two were basically the funniest on the show. They just had a lot of laughs there. I wanted to go back to the character of Fiona, was the oldest daughter of Frank Gallagher. I really liked her character. She was also kind of the glue. She helped keep the family together. Up until when she left the show, the writers wrote her off or whatever, real life came into play where she had to leave the show. She was kind of a substitute mom for a while, holding the family together. I know it was a real life situation that made her quit the show, but I didn't like how they dealt with it. There's no way she would have just left her entire family, gave them a little bit of money, and then disappeared for the rest of her life. I thought that was really strange, and I really thought they should have brought her back for the final episode. At least my understanding is that they tried to do that, but because of COVID-19 and the scheduling issues, they couldn't make it happen. It would have been nice to have seen her show up on the final episode of Shameless, and that was disappointing. I was kind of hoping to see her, even if it was a cameo at the last 30 seconds and she came back and hugged them, that would have been really neat. That brings me to Liam. Liam was the black kid in the family that was supposedly came from their mother who must have had an affair. And I really like Liam in the show. And although he didn't have very many funny parts on the final season, he was in a fairly funny part when he had to go into the neighbor's house who was supposedly inhabited with Nazi sympathizers and KKK members. There were a lot of funny moments to be had with that. And Liam, you kind of felt sorry for because he had this identity crisis on the final season. He was black. He didn't know what if he wanted to be black or if he wanted to be white, what his identity really was. He didn't have a really good male role model growing up in that house. No one did really in that household. Moving on to Lip's wife, Tammy. She was in the show in the last few seasons that I recall. But I found her to be funny. The chemistry worked well between her and Lip. They ended up having a baby. A lot of the final episodes of the show revolved around how Lip was going to be bringing money into the family. And he was kind of at its wit's end, trying to figure out if he had to sell the house or if he had to steal a motorcycle or two. I thought she fit in well as his wife, and she was really funny. Overall, and I'm reading still, overall, I know the show had to end eventually, but in a way, I just wanted it to keep on going because it was so funny for most of its tenure, which is about 10 years. And it's one of the reasons that I was a subscriber of Showtime, specifically to watch that show. About the time that, I guess, Shameless, when I first started watching it, I was also a huge fan of Dexter. And so those were the two things that drew me into watching Showtime, got me into being a subscriber. I'm still subscribed to Showtime because they do have fascinating content. As long as they have original content, I'll probably still watch their programs. That is my overall review of Shameless. I really, really liked the show. And I thought that, I don't know, a lot of people that I talked to who watched it maybe only saw one episode in the middle of a series. And really, you can't watch it that way. You can't make a judgment on the entire series based on one or a partial few minute viewing of one episode. You have to kind of watch it from the beginning, at least the beginning of a season. I was really engaged in the series. It felt like real life. What I mean, it felt like this could really be a real family out there in the middle of America somewhere, struggling and all the things that you would go through in life. It kind of echoed real life in a way. I thought it was very entertaining. I give it 5 stars. I really liked Shameless, so I'm going to miss it.